WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's high school sports action.
High school volleyball matches in the area include Kickapoo at Ithaca, Weston at Lafarge, River Valley at Platteville. Also, Richland Center hosts Prairie du Chien in the conference opener. Head coach Jamie Johnson says the Southwest Conference is always even in volleyball.
You know, a few years ago, it was definitely wide open. This, you know, where we had four or five teams, it was crazy, crazy good. I think this year, I think your front runners are going to be Valley and Platteville. From what I saw this summer, Lancaster, though, they did a nice job with their new coach last year. And, you know, I saw her working with them this summer. Dodgeville's kind of an unknown. The new coach, lost a lot of players there. The league lost a lot of players, so I think it is kind of wide open. You know, Valley went with the youth movement last year, and so now they're coming back with that experience. We're definitely young. On the court, at one point, you'll see three sophomores and a freshman, which is not typically the case for a Richland Center volleyball, but that's where we're at this year, and that's what's also exciting about it is I believe the improvement that people will see throughout the year, the growth or the ceiling is really high with this group. We've got some good players back with who are leading the way. Danica Paul's obviously a senior with a lot of experience. Rainey got some valuable conference play action filling in last year with some injuries. Elavive is back in the middle. Taylor Wirtz is doing a nice job out on that right side. And Taylor and Elavive are putting up some good blocks right now, so hopefully we can continue that on.
Coach Jamie Johnson, Richland Center, hosts Prairie du Chien tonight. Our pre-match time beginning around 7 o'clock. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Philadelphia Phillies in the last game of their three-game series at American Family Field today. And right now, it's in the bottom of the eighth, and it's the Brewers are at bat, and there's two out with a runner on first, and Milwaukee is trailing by a score of 1-0. And you can hear the broadcast of the rest of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Milwaukee Brewers designated hitter Christian Yelich was a late scratch from last night's game against the Philadelphia Phillies with lower back soreness, but is not expected to be out of the lineup long. Yelich, originally in the lineup in the cleanup spot, is hitting .268 with a team-high 27 homers and 92 RBIs. Yelich has today off as well, too, and they hope he'll be ready for a three-game weekend series against Pittsburgh. The Brewers lead the Central Division by 6 games over the Cubs. The Milwaukee Brewers placed veteran right-handed reliever Shelby Miller on the 60-day injured list yesterday. Talking to reporters, Miller says he's facing the possibility of a second Tommy John surgery as he deals with a sprained ulnar collateral ligament in his throwing elbow. Miller says he planned to speak with Dr. Keith Meister regarding the MRI results and to get feedback on the next steps. Miller, who turns 35 next month, previously underwent Tommy John surgery in 2017. Micah Parsons hopes to make his debut for the Green Bay Packers when they host the division rival Detroit Lions on Sunday. The Packers acquired the two-time All-Pro edge rusher in a trade with the Dallas Cowboys. It's not certain that Parsons will play because he's been limited in practice by a back issue. For the Lions, All-Pro pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson will be back on the field after last season ended prematurely with a broken leg. The NFC North rivals enter the season with legitimate Super Bowl aspirations. Detroit had to replace both coordinators who left for head coaching jobs. And the NFL gets underway tonight when the Dallas Cowboys take on the Eagles in Philadelphia. Kickoff for that game will be at 7:20. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, Schwartz Insurance, and PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.